Hi, I'm here in Sayulita for the Stand Up Paddleboard Championships 2015 in Mexico. I'm here with Andy Joyce. Andy, how are you doing, right?
Good, thanks, Glenn. How's yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you, mate. Bit hot, but we can't complain about that. So, I want you to tell us a little bit about the race you had a couple of days ago, the distance race. I know it's supposed to be about 22k. How did that go? Like, we start from the start. I mean, a lot of guys on the line. What was your feeling going into the race?
Really good. I've trained well. I found that actually it's been a good overall experience because I've learned a lot. Like, it's the first time I've ever paddled in these temperatures.
Okay.
So what I'm looking at, yeah, so start off really good in the morning, nice and cool, everything else. The amount of people in such a small area absolutely blew my mind. I haven't ever been in a contest where they've tried to squeeze 44 people into one such small space.
And it was a really tight start line, wasn't it? I mean, there wasn't much space for anybody on that. And where were you sitting in the start line?
Like, right down next to Connor Baxter and all that.
So is that on the outside, on the inside?
So on the side classes of judging tower. So if you're looking out to sea to the right.
Yeah.
And it went well.
Did that benefit you in any way?
Yeah, there was actually kind of less people down there because it is the furthest away from the first buoy.
Okay.
So that helped. I think that helped a lot. But you know what it's like. It was such a small amount that it was a good place to go from. It was a bit less crowded. Went good off the start, got in the water, and the board I'm using isn't as stable in the choppy water, and
talk to us a bit about the board of choice. You didn't bring your own board, did you?
It was going to cost a lot, and I had trouble with sort of trying to organize it all. So I just went for the sort of easier option, probably would have worked out the cheapest, so I just hired a board when I was over here.
That's really good.
Just to sort of highlight, I reckon if it had been wavy, the board I've got over here is the best one to use. If it was flat, I should have brought mine, but you don't know this.
Yeah. But I mean, you came here early, you put a bit of time in on the board, the equipment and the heat and everything. And
yeah,
I think, well, the weather was sort of half, we had a bit of cloud to start with, which is quite a nice thing.
Not enough. But
then the heat came out and you guys standing up out of the water, there's no splashing or anything.
No.
And I guess you didn't fall in, so I bet you were pretty warm by the end of it.
Yeah, I was. I actually only fell in once in the whole 16, 20 Ks or whatever it was.
Was that out of choice to cool down? Or
no, but I should have stayed in there longer, I reckon. That's the thing. Don't sweat much, and I performed pretty well in our climate, temperate, back in the UK.
Yeah.
But yeah, over here, it was, I had a look at the forecast, I don't know if you saw it, but it was 28 to 32 or 34 degrees.
Yeah.
Ranging between.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty warm, but I mean, being here a little bit of time like yourself, I get a little bit more used to it.
Sort
of forgotten what the British cold is like, but I'm sure we're going to have a sharp wake-up call when we get back to that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the biggest thing, mate, last lap, I was so hot that my muscles started losing your contractile strength was going.
Yeah, and that's... Yeah, it was not surprising. It was so hot and you guys out in the blazing sun by the end of it. And so coming around that last buoy towards the finish, I mean, what was that like? And you can see all those people on the beach and the flags, and it must be pretty a nice sight to see.
It was actually like, for me, it was like you didn't really, you felt like you were winning. The atmosphere was so charged. And yeah, you basically, because of the guys, there was enough room. I was coming in. I actually had a really good run. Came around the last buoy, picked up a wave, rode it straight into the channel, which is only a very small amount, and then I picked up a small wave straight in. Yeah. So I actually had enough time to breathe, and I put my hat back on, so I had the GB logo on.
Perfect.
I couldn't have done it any faster anyway than what I did. So
nice
ride in, run up the beach.
And coming into having a team, I know many of the events have touched on with some of the other guys that, you know, having a team of people, your teammates all there to see you back on the beach. What's that like when you're in at the beach and everyone's screaming for you?
Yeah, it's really good. Like, sense of relief is amazing. It was really, like, it was actually, as you're coming in, you can hear the sound, but everyone's cheering for you. It's not just our team. And then when you get in and, like, the only thing is you just want to just run straight into everyone and just go, yee-hoo.
Yeah.
But we're crowd straight after the finish, as you remember.
Yeah.
And then what I did is, I was so high, I just poured bottles of water over my head until the temperature dropped a bit. And then after we got crowd and go through anti-doping, we caught up with you guys.
Yeah.
And then that was nice. And Flick getting the Union Jack off you guys.
Yeah, no, that was really cool. So what do you think, from your experience, what do you think the ISA games mean to you, and what like, if you try and explain to someone how it's different and what it actually meant to you, what you've taken away from your experiences so far? Because I know we've still got some races left to go, but if you explain to the guys out there what is the ISA experience like?
Yeah, it's pretty. It's a big show. It's a massive circus. They've pulled in. Certainly, the place has got. Well, I've never spent sort of like a week or so with 200 and something athletes from different countries. But yeah, everyone's quite not good. We got really lucky, didn't we? The Spanish guys lent us a promo.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone's been very helpful for sure.
Which shows pretty good team spirit, because you know, like in a competitive environment. I obviously tried to get one off the New Zealand team, but got no response.
There we go.
So there's some pretty hard players.
Yeah.
But we've got on. Yeah, some of the teams are generally friendlier. I think they're a bit more friendlier than the other groups as well. Some people, you know, each team has a different dynamic, and I think probably you find that we probably end up talking to or associating more with the people with more of a similar dynamic, where they've got a bit of fun as well.
Yeah, right? definitely. Trying to take ourselves too seriously, although we're British, but there we go. All right, Andy, well, thank you very much, mate. And we've still got the technical races to go and the relay as well, the mixed relay, so
yeah.
We're still playing time to get some more points on the board.
Yeah, thanks very much.
No worries, all right, fella. Thank you.
Cheers, Glenn.
Cheers. Bye.